And it's not made by Rashi, by somebody else. And if it was made by Rashi, so Rashi made this diagram according to the Havamah of the Gemara. But it's not a diagram that is to be considered according to Maskonami. So then the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Ritzuye Nafke. What does it mean, Ritzuye Nafke? Ritzuye Nafke Leil, Omar Kobitzofein, Ribuye De'at Yisrael. Elo Shel Ritzuo Ptzor, Oye Yitziseit, Mi'ako Mitzatzofein De'at Yisrael. In other words, now the Gemara is saying that Ako is on the western border, near Yam, as it is, Bimtzias. So apparently, we have to say, I mean, when we go over the Ramban, even though the Ramban doesn't explain the whole Gemara the way Rashi does, but it's very likely that Maskona of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is the same as Maskona of the Gemara, according to Ramban. Except that according to Ramban, the Gemara knew all the time that Taco is on the western border. And according to Rashi, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that Taco is on the eastern border. So now the Ramban says that according to Maskona of the Gemara, so when the price says, Hoyom Halich Ma'ako Mitzid, now let's say, this is Akko. So Akko has, this is Akko. Now, Akko has a western zone. So let's say this box is the western zone of Akko. Mamish Adayam. And this is the eastern zone of Akko. And Hoyom Halech Ma'akko Mitziv, according to the Ramban, so in other words, he's walking out of Akko. He's walking out of, from Akko to Gziv. And he walks here in the middle. He says the Mitzuye, he walks, his path is in the middle of Akko. So in other words, this is the western zone, and this is the eastern zone of Akko, and this is the western zone of Akko. And here, so he's lying at the midpoint, in the midst of the wheat of Akko. So he walks, so then, and the Hoyom Hatzor, so this is the Ritzuye. The Ritzuye consists of the whole thing. In other words, this is the whole Ritzuye. What it has, an eastern zone, this is the eastern zone of the Ritzuye, and this is the western zone of the Ritzuye. And he walks from Akko, from the midpoint of Akko, he walks like this, all the way up to Gzib. So Mimine Mizrchaderech, so it's Meir. Mimine Mizrchaderech, this is how the Ramban explains. Mimine Mizrchaderech is Meir. In other words, the eastern zone of this Kitzuye is Tome. And Mismeir in the Meir Maderech, the western zone is Tome. Now, in the Havamun of Gemore, in the Havamim of the Gemara assumed that he walked, the Ramban says, in the Havamim of the Gemara assumed that the one, that when the price says, Oyam Halich, Miyako Mitzi, so he was walking at the eastern border of the Holy Zone, he was walking here. But then, according to Maskona of the Gemara, he is not walking at the eastern border of the Ritzuye, but he is walking in the middle of the Ritzuye. He is walking in the middle of the Ritzuye. So Mimini L'Mizrach HaDerech, so he is Meir. Mimini L'Mizrach HaDerech is Meir. And Mismeir L'Mayim HaDerech is Teir. Now, it's not so difficult. Because true, that is Miyako Mitzofen, Viyako Kitzofen. So that means now the Yerushalmi says that Akko has two halves. Now, usually, I mean, so at first blush, everyone would assume that when the Yerushalmi talks of two halves of Akko, and now it's Royal Zone of Akko, and the Chutzlore Zone of Akko, that is divided into the Southern Zone and the Northern Zone. The southern zone and the northern zone. Let's say this is, draw a line like this. Now, this whole thing is up. This all, these two boxes are up. So, I mean, if not for the Ramban, I mean, one would be tempted to assume that since the Yerushalmi mentions and all the Rishonim mention it, Tetzus mentioned, the Ramban mentioned, all the Rishonim mentioned that the Yerushalmi, there are two zones in Akko. So, which half of Akko, which zone of Akko is Eretz Yisrael? The one that is Litzad Doreh. So, in other words, now, so this is Doreh, this is Doreh, and this is Sof. So, this is Eretz Yisrael, and this is Chutz La'aretz. But from Ramban, it's not Mashma that way. From Ramban it's Mashma, that the western zone of Akko, so is Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, this and this is Eretz Yisrael. Now, when we say Me'akot it's open, Me'akot it's open, so it means this and this. The Gemara says, Me'akot it's open, Me'akot it's open. So that means that starting here, so it's already Chutz La'aretz, starting here. But it's already Chutz La'aretz, in other words, and the Eastern Zone. But here it's still out Yisrael. So then, as he walks in the middle of the Ritzuye, so then, Mimine Mizrach HaDerech, so Mitmeyo Mishmer Tzahami. So here is Nome. Mismeyo Mizrach HaDerech, so it's Eretz Yisrael. And when the Mishnah says, Miako Mitzofen, Bako Mitzofen, it doesn't mean the whole thing of Akko is not about Israel. It only means that this part, this western, this eastern zone of Akko is Kitzok, is north of Eretz Yisrael. But the western zone of Akko, this and this, is not, is part of Eretz Yisrael. And then, as he starts walking here, in the middle of the Ritzui, the whole terrain that stretches out and extends up to Gziv is Chutz La'aretz. So, beyond that, is Chutz La'aretz, and, so of course, here there is no doubt, I mean, of course it's Chutz La'aretz. But even this part is Chutz La'aretz. But this whole thing, up to Gziv, is Eretz Yisrael. This is how the Ramban explains it. This is how the Ramban explains it. But the Ramban, so Rashi could also explain it that way. But the only difference between Rashi's Pshat and the Ramban's Pshat consists in the fact that whereas according to Rashi, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that Akko is on the eastern border, and then the Gemara says that Akko is on the western border, and the Hoyohelet, Akko exil. So means that he was walking here, and this is Eretz Yisrael. The western zone of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. The western, and in respect to this western zone of Akko, the Mishnah doesn't say, Me'akko Mitzofen, Akko Mitzofen. When the Mishnah says, Me'akko Mitzofen, Akko Mitzofen, the Mishnah limits itself to the eastern zone of Akko. But it does not refer to the western zone of Akko. Now the Brisa no less tells us that he, Hoyo Helif, Me'akko Lekziv, here, so, I mean, about this, it's needless even to be mentioned. It goes without saying that here. But even this part of the Ritzuye, the eastern zone of the Ritzuye, that stretches out and extends from the eastern zone of Akko to the eastern zone of Gziv, is also what's called. Mashinke, the western, part of the Ritzuye that extends from the western zone of Akko. And the western zone of Akko is completely out of Israel. So this part of the Ritzuye that extends from the western zone of Akko is all of Eretz Yisrael. It's considered Eretz Yisrael. When does it become Chutz La'aretz? And the eastern? After Gziv. From Gzivah. This is how the Ramban explains it. The Maskon of the Gemara, but and Rashi can also explain it. Rashi doesn't say anything. But it's Mashma from Rashi's Loshen that hash the Mashma on the Akko Kaimo Bidul Mizrocha Shalat Yisrael. Hash the Mashma with Akko Kaimo Bidul Mizrocha Shalat Yisrael. That only in the Havamini. But according to Ramban, it's inconceivable that the Gemara should even have a Havamini that Akko is an eastern border, because you know Akko is a port. He's at the Mediterranean Sea. So he says that according to the Havamini of the Gemara, so the when the price says for your mahalich me'akol gzid mimini mizchadarach, it means he walks at the eastern border of the Mitzri. But when now the Gemara, the mascot of the Gemara is that when the price in the hall says for your mahalich me'akol gzid, he doesn't have reference to someone who walks here at the eastern border of Akko of the Mitzri, but at the midpoint of the Ritzu. Now you can see the Ramban in Sashi. So you can see, I mean, and then you can even take a look at the diagram. The diagram in Rashi, either it's an erroneous diagram, it was put in by somebody else, or if Rashi put it in, so first of all, if Rashi put it in, so in the course of the years, it might have been changed, you know, the diagram. But if Rashi put it in the way it appears now, so that diagram was put in by Rashi to explain the Havamini. Not the Maskon. Why should Rashi put in, make a diagram to explain the Havamini and not the Maskon? All right. Maybe because according to Maskon it's not so difficult. But according to Havamini it's very strange, so that's why you put in the diagram. I don't know who put in the diagram. Now let's see the Ramban. Aber wie zu ihm hat, viele Schrasche, mehr Erz Israel, wie Akkor im Mizrocha schon mit so, wie Akshe, und mich schiebe, hat er mit zu ihm lassen, und alle Simone, das ist immer das Kasche, und ihm go over. Du, ich merke doch nicht, was kann er mit Kasche sein? Die Dio mir mit zu ihm, der war ich so, wie so koscherlich, und Mai, Omerle, Litanle, Maya, Ikele, Litanle, Misne, weil ich kochte zu ihm, und ich meine, was kann er mit Kasche ist? Und mich schiebe mit zu ihm, und ich whether large or small, we have to know that it is. Suppose someone, even if it is as small as this room, this mitzvah, we still have to know the name. What if somebody plants something? Is a chayim to be meisel than that? I mean, that is not important as whether it's a big mitzvah or a small mitzvah. And the small mitzvah, you also have to know the status of the small mitzvah. All right. Du mei tu im letal im ist weil ich kommt und sagt mir die kann noch hab ich mit so wir haben ein meiser beschwies wir kommt durch sorgt was du heute so mit kann wie ist wie soll man meiser reich eingaben die kolla für zu mir ist das mal er aber zu mir die ist das mal hier I mean that's the same case that Jesus says against Rashi weil ich wie du na wird against Rashi kommt Rashi so Akko ist an Eastern border weil ich wie du שיהיו ידוע שעכו את פס היום וכך אומרו בפסיק תקריצו כל משאר הדוגים זו עכו שנסו על פיים של דוגים why? Because the Mediterranean Sea you have fish so we see I mean so עכו is on the Mediterranean Sea אבל ככה נהימה מתיך הדרך ומקורי כוסל כדאי תוך ועכו לצוף הנה ארץ ישראל וארץ ישראל מרבס מאיזה הצד ומאיזה הצד ומעכו ואילך ועכו בכלל חוץ לו behind the Vietnam, the Akko Kitzot, as I said before. So, Minkore, consulted Aitor, Chua, the Gemara knew the identity and the location of Akko. But, the Gemara thought that this is Hoyo Bahalich, the Akko Nitziv, so it means here. So, the Gemara is, so da dachte ich, das soll ich, das soll ich was, was jetzt sagen, machen wir doch mal klar, gut läuft. Weil ich dann habe ich doch aber noch soll. Da hast du nur zu ihm nachgemerkt, das soll ich doch mit seinem Meier. Und bo hot jak. Wie nimm schech es ruhig so mit Zio hat gesehen. Wie hot jak, gut mit so mit Zio mit so mit das soll bo schon schon mit sein. Mir hat doch doch nach auf Zopf. In other words, when the Mishnah says mir hat doch doch nach auf Zopf, the Mishnah has reference to the eastern zone of Akko. That's Chutzlokas, that's north of Eretz Yisrael. V'aderech shem Yaakov Yitziv Mutzas, but the western zone is not north of Eretz Yisrael. That's at the southern end of the western zone of Akko is at the southern end of Eretz Yisrael, but not north of Eretz Yisrael. Israel, because it's still Eretz Israel. The Western Israel is still Eretz Israel. Upošem ilu bichotzi ak chutz Israel Israel, bichotzi ako chutz me Israel 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 Israel, bosham mishasim ha-kutzom ha-kutzom. Ve'adera she-be'ako mitziv minutzas, it's in the midpoint of the Israel. בחוץ יעקב, הוא מכבד את סמיעה קולקסית, ואמר לו מילים מן הדרך מאיר, הוא סמין מר הדרך תאיר, שיעיסו מצוע שיעיסו בארץ ישראל, והקשיב לנו כי נעקב לא רוצים לארץ ישראל קיימי, כי לא יפתן לסימונה מן הדרך שילך את סמיעה קולקסית, לא אם מפני שביל הדרך עצמו בלבד, אלא מפני שהדרך מכוון את סמיעה קולקסית, ראים כי לוחות מתוח ממזרח עד גזיב, ויהיה מארץ ישראל, אלא היא עמדים נעקב לארץ ישראל קיימי, ומלחץ של מיזו רוצות מהציפי אלו, הוא מחוץ לארץ, כתנא מעקב לצום מעקב לצום, אם כן אין הסימן של החינך מעקב לגזיב, אלא משל הדרך עצמא, ויהיו יפתע לסימונה, של גמורת, של הגורת. גמורת זה קשה. Remain from this mission, it appears that Akko is already north, all of Akko is already north of the whole ribu of Eretz Yisrael. But from the price in the Halles, it's mashma that with the beginning of Akko, so the Ribua of Eretz Yisrael doesn't end. The Rimin Hoi Malach Makko with Ziv Minun Ezrat Erech Meir Shemeret Zami, Uptur Amun Amayisem Ashvis, Ashivod Loch Shechayevis, Ashichayevis, Mismil Mayr Abderech Teirom Shemeret Zami, Chayevim Mayr Zashvis, Ashivod Loch Shiptur, Adiz Nar Ziv Rami Shmoy Vavisim Shmoy Vavad Lebalko. Amar Abayi Ritzu Enav. So Ritzu Enav Ke, so what does it mean Ritzu Enav Ke, that it comes out here. So then the Gibor has the next Kashi, according to Ramban, the Ramban is against Rashi. What kind of a kashi the Gemara is it? V'yoyiv tal simone hoch. Of course it's important. Large or small, we have to know the status. So he says, but according to the Ramban, the Gemara's kashi is as follows. Now you say that the Ritzuya comes out here, in the midpoint, not here. So be shleime if the price is. In all this, when it says Hoya Malach Akolgzi, it is reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the whole Itzuye. So then he tells us that from here and Atzeif Kol Eilom, so it's already Chutz Loretz. So that's why he has to give us a simen. But according to what you say now, that Itzuye Nafken it comes out from the midpoint, not that the one who walks. The Akolik Ziv walks here at the eastern border, but he walks here, in the middle. So in the middle of the Ritzuye, so Mimele is not giving us a cement as to the status of the whole terrain at Atzeif Kol Eilom. If we were to assume that the Braise, when it says, Hoyo Mahalech Akolik Ziv, has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the whole Ritzuye. So the simon is being given by the Tane in respect to the whole terrain east of that border. So that's so mainly there couldn't be any confusion, there couldn't be any mistakes. But now that you'd say that the price has reference to someone who walks at the midpoint, and no path is a straight path. So it's misake. Sometimes it goes zigzag like this, sometimes it goes zigzag like this, and again like this. So how can the Braise give a simen on a small strip? Because if we say that the Braise has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border, so then the simen is given not just on a small area, on a small strip. Then the simon is given that from here on it's chutzpah at Atzeif Kol Eilom. So even though the derech is misake, but it's still a good simon. Without any confusion with that. But now that you say that the Tane is not giving us a simon on the whole terrain east of the line on which he's walking, because as far as this is concerned. So that, of course, is Chutz Loretz. He's giving us a semen. He's giving us a semen on a small strip. Now, a small strip, so sometimes we might be misled, because no path is a straight path, so it goes zigzag, this way, that way. So why does he give us a semen? So why did the terrace? We find Yilchagan Shem Bishile, over there too it was also zigzag. No. No actual path is a straight line. And still the posse gives a semen. So here too, the tummy gives a semen. So true that sometimes it might be misaking the derech, and then that semen wouldn't apply. So that's why he says, Achim Vodaloch, Mishmael Ptum Levais, Achim Vodaloch Shich Hayemes. But on the whole, if it's not Ivodaloch, so then we can safely assume that this is the right thing. This is what he says. Vakshino, im kinako lab mitzvim lehat eshol kain. Ki yoi vtani simoni min aderach shilechat pako lekziv, loi mipni shil aderach atzmo duva, elo mipni shil aderach mechobenes lemizrach rak. So then it was all right. If we say that the Brai says reference to someone walks on the eastern border, so then there is no difficulty in the Tana giving a semen. Because then he gives a semen as to a limitless terrain. In other words, east of that line upon which he is walking, so he's good for it. So, Roini is in the Chut Batuach, the Mizra Chako, Abzi, Vim Eretz Yisrael, Elohi Abdin Ako, Litzvim in Eretz Yisrael, Kaini, Umichetche, Shebe Mizra Chol, Litzof, Natsif Eilo, Humichutz Loretz, but now you say that this, that, in other words, that only this, the eastern zone is Chutz Loretz, the eastern zone of Ako, but this is Eretz Yisrael. So maybe we have to say that Hoya Malach Matan Ziv has reference to someone who walks just in the middle. So the semen is not given for the limitless terrain east of this line. The semen is given only for a small strip. East of this line, this small strip. And since the derech is misakeh by kotochim, so the mele it might be misleading. So the Gemara says, we find that the posik itself gives a semen, even though there it was not absolutely accurate, the semen either. Because every derech, there is no depth that is mamish a straight line. So there is a certain point that it gets off the tangent and still the posse gives a semen. So here too, even though at certain points it gets off the tangent, zigzag, but the tane of the price it gives us a semen. Every am gnak mit der Schulkan, wir hat sich mit der Gutsam nach der Weilon, wo gut vorgeht, geht da mal mit zum Wagen zu. Im Kenin as sie mich lahir mit Makul zin. Elo mich will der hat mei, wie ihr dann sie mal noch, weil er der kommt in Misake und bon in stand in der Gamre. Wie schon wurde ich, wo vor ich ein, kon am ihr ist mal noch. Und der jetzt. So, we can say, in order to explain the Rashi, to reduce the difficulty of Rashi to a minimum, that according to Maskone, Rashi explains the Gemara like the Rambam. But the difference between the Rambam and Rashi is in the Halam. Right. Now the Gemara is the Kashi. V'yo yiftane simone. So Rashi. V'yo yiftane simone. Atmuye mitan. Mir shine chode ritsuye. Liasnuche tane simone alo. So the Gemara says, Choname Yoiv Simone. Choname Yoiv Simone. Dichsi vayeyin nechaga vishem bishilem yom yomim asha mitzvim oloi beiseil mizrocho ha-shemesh lupsilo hoeile mi beiseil shchemo minegev uveino. Choname Yoiv Simone. Ritzuye ke misilo. Vyom rapot mizrocho shem misilo. Vyom rapot mizrocho shem misilo. Komm, Akro, die kein Beschille, die mit zwei Null Beisel zieh. Weil Kochoch, Mizroch Hashem, ich am Silo koi. Schilo mit zwei Null Beisel, Mizroch Hashem mit Silo. Und wie drei Mosch alle Beino. Na, let's see the thesis, the two small thesis. Hore Gassinem, wie die Sef, mi mini li Mizrach Haderech, wie loi Gassinem, wie mini, die Chivin Sheil, ich mir Akro, ich sieh, leilom, je mini, ich habe li Mizrach Haderech. There was another Gersin. Hoye mahalich makel gzi. Ve yimine le mizrach haderech. Ve yimine im devo. So, le mizrach haderech is meyom shmer atzam. So they says we are not gave us ve yimine. Because if we are gave us ve yimine, so in other words, so then it implies that it's possible that the yimine is not le mizrach haderech. So he says it's impossible. It has to be. It has to be in Minel Mizrach HaDerech. Well, Yassin in Minel, the Chim Sheilach Ma'akul Gziv, Lehi Lehi Minel Adel Mizrach HaDerech. And Mi Yishleima, the Pomim Ma'aderech Misakeh, Vehi Minel Mizrach. So in other words, in order to give us a simen, in order to give us a siman, some emele, we have to make sure that the yamin is lemizah hadar. In other words, sometimes the derech is misakim like Lincoln. So you can never tell how it goes, whether from north to south, from south to north, or from east to west. So emele, the Brisa tells us, veyimine lemizah hadar. V'yoyiv tane simone hoche, pirish bikun tres, umich shive chodelitzuye lasmucha besimone. Because at the same kasha that the Ramban raises. V'chein nitan mitzayim gulei aratz Yisrael. So according to Ramban's pshat, we understand. So the Gemara's kasha is, now that you say that the misilo, the path, is at the midpoint, so the Tana is not advising us a simen, a clue as to a limitless terrain. Especially if we say that the Tana has reference to the one who walks on the eastern border, so the Tana is giving us a clue as to a limitless terrain. So, but now that you tell us that he walks in the middle, so he's only giving us a clue as to a small area, and in that small area sometimes it's misakim and goes zigzag. So why give us a siman when it might mislead us? So, but according to Rashi, so the question is, why not? So what difference does it make? Now, so it's possible to say that since Rashi explains, now Rashi doesn't say anything, what is the maskonot? Rashi only explains the halakha. He doesn't say anything. But why not explain the maskon of the Gemara in Rashi according to the same lines of the Ramban? It's possible. But want to argue, no. Apparently Rashi does not explain the maskon of the Gemara the way the Ramban does. Because if Rashi says the kasha of the Gemara is, ויואיב תנא סימונה את מויה מיתם מיכשי וחוד ריצויה ואסמיכה תנא סימונה. He doesn't say like Rambam. So then you could say, since the Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara's Kashi the way the Rambam does, that Rashi's pshat in the maskon of the Gemara is not like the Rambam's. Because if Rashi's pshat in the maskon of the Gemara had been like the Rambam, why should Rashi say that the Gemara's kashi is at muy mitame michshine choder ritzuye lasnuche tane simonal lasnuche tane simonal. So meile, then you could say, and that there is a possibility that according to Rashi, so true that we have to say. Otherwise, the Rashi is very strange. That Rashi we have to say that when Rashi says that Akko is on the eastern border, so Rashi was just explaining the Havana of the Gemara, as it's Mashma, from Rashi's Loshen, Hash the Mashma. The implication being only Hashte, but not the Kone Maskone. But, maybe, according to Rashi, true, that in Maskone of the Gemara, says that Akko is on the western border. But not as the Ramban says, that the Maskone of the Gemara says that Hoyo Hilech Makom Ziv has reference to someone who walks in the middle of the Ritzui. No, that Rashi says, according to Maskon Gemore, so in the price is reference to someone who walks on the eastern wall, and then it would follow. You see, because according to the Ramban's Pshat in the Maskon Gemore, so only the western zone of this Ritzui is the Eretz Yisrael. But the eastern zone of this Ritzui is Chutzlaretz. But if we are going to assume that according to Rashi, the price of Hoyo Mahalech Ma'akol Ziv is reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the Ritzui, so then it will follow that not only the western zone of the Ritzui, but even the eastern zone of the Ritzui is also Eretz Yisrael. No, so we cannot say that. Because if Rashi would mean that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so Hoya Mahalich Me'akul Gzid has reference to someone walks on the eastern line, on the eastern border of the Ritzoye. So then it means that the Tani is giving us a simen, not just on a small area, but he's giving us a simen on the limitless terrain at Seifkal Eilo. So how could the Gemara ask the Kashe at Muya Mitame Mechshiva Chodar Ritzoye? So we have to say that Rashi means according to Maskon of the Gemara, according to Rashi's pshat in Maskon of the Gemara, so the price of Oyel Hoyer Helech Ma'ak Mahalech Ma'akul Zim has reference to someone who walks in the middle of the Ritzur. Oh, so then the question arises, so why does Rashi say at Muya Mitame Mechshiva Chodar Ritzoye Le'asnuch Et HaLesimon Halo? So how does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, "Bish leimei for your mahalich ma'akol exit. If for your mahalich ma'akol exit has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the Ritzuye, then there is no difficulty, because then the Tame gives the simen, then the Tame gives the simen on the whole terrain east of that line at Seif Kol Eilo. So there is no difficulty. But why shouldn't there be a difficulty? It still should be misleading." Because if, now the Ramban says, the Gemara's kasha is, now that you say that the Tana of Oyo Mahalich Ma'akulik Ziv has reference to someone who walks here in the midpoint, and we know that every derech is misakein, it gets off the tangent, so it's misleading. But, Bishleimei, if the Tana has reference to someone who walks here, so then it's alright. Because he gives us a clue as to the limitless terrain at Seifkal Eilo, east of that line. But the question is, it could be misleading, even if the Tanya has reference to this line, it still could be misleading. Because the Ramban assumes that every derech is misakin. There is no straight line. Every derech is misakin. So Rashi Shita is, that even if the Tane on the price in Oles has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border, so it still could be misleading. Because suppose he says, Mimino Mizrader is Meir. And now suppose it goes zigzag like this. So Mimele, we couldn't say that Mimino Mizrader is Meir. So the answer is true. If the Tane of the price in Oles had reference to someone who is walking along the eastern line, so then we understand this why the Tane. It gives us a clue that might sometimes be misleading. Why? Because after all, it's very important to know. To have a clue as to a limitless terrain. Mashenkein, if the Tani in the price and all this has reference to someone who walks in the midst of the Ritzui. So Mele, the clue is only given to a small area. And it involves an element of misleading. So Mele, is it worthwhile to give us a clue that sometimes, even though it's infrequently, very seldom, but sometimes a person might be misled? So Bishleimei, if the Tane had reference to someone who walks on the eastern line, so it is worthwhile to give us a clue that infrequently might mislead a person because of the advantage that is derived from that clue, in order to know, to have a clue as to the limitless terrain east of that line. But since the Tane is not giving us a clue as to a wide terrain, as to an extensive terrain, just as to a small area, so it would be much better to point out exactly which part of that small area is Eretz Yisrael and which part is Chutzlaretz, rather than to describe it in terms that sometimes, infrequently, it might be misleading. So this is what Rashi means. If it had been a limitless terrain, so it's choshi, even though it has an element of a misleading element. because of the advantage we get from this group as to an extensive terrain. But since the Tanya has reference, to one works at the midpoint, and there is an element of misleading, because a person sometimes, infrequently, might be misled. So let's say he'll start walking, getting off the tangent on the path, like this, and then he'll follow this flow, and he'll assume that it's useful to Netzach Eretz Yisrael. So is it worthwhile to give a clue as to a small area when there is an element of being misled? There is a remote possibility of sometimes being misled. Bishleimev, if the Tanit refers to one who walks on the eastern line, on the eastern border, so then it is worthwhile. This is what Rashi means. V'yoyiv Tanit Simoni. Asmui misam, michshim echod erutzuye, la'asluch et Tanit Simona. Alright, now. Anyway, so Rashi's pshat is like the Rambans, in final analysis. But anyway, Tesis assumed that Rashi's kasha is, Rashi's pshat in the kasha of the Gemara is, that his small mitzuye, he has no worth, and he doesn't pay to give anything money. So Tesis says, why not? And then, because she became with Tanri Tzayim Gula Yat Yisrael, veid my raya, my semira, bope de omar mizrocha shal misilo, hosom yo yifkosi mono lishile, onu yi al de misilo. So there it doesn't give a simen as to a small area, it gives a simen as to shile, not to a misilo. Uforish Rabbi Shmuel de lava shinui yeponich, ela abrais. It's not, in other words, the kasha of the Gemara is not directed against the bias teretz of mitzui nafki, but the kasha of the Gemara is directed against the price in all this. Tonu mi mizraderech, umayr laderech, vichidov omuet, kumui derech, shayich lumeim abeng, mizrochi marove, dabu meima, mimini li mizrech. Why li mizraderech? In other words, leilu milami dotam li talmidim lo shimtzom. So, if you can minimize in the number of words, why add words? Here he didn't have to say Limizah Haderech. He said Limimine. It was Shagumim Gabumim Mine. Limizah Stam, not Limizah Haderech. Umay Semin Rav Popper, the Omar Limizroch of Misur, the Maski of Mizrah Hamisur. There too he could have, the posse could have omitted Mizroch of Misur. There too. The prosecutor said, "By Yehu in Chag Hashem Shilui Yom Yomim Hashem Tzvi Yom Yom Beisel, in Mizrocha Hashemesh, Hoeile Mibeisel Shchemu Menegev Oveim." He didn't have to say Mizrocha Hashemesh Mitzvilo. We would understand that what does it mean, Mizrocha Hashemesh Hoeile Mibeisel Shchemu Menegev Oveim? It means Mizrocha Hashemesh Mitzvilo. And still the prosec puts in the word Mitzvilo, in other words, to be more emphatic, to be more articulate. So here too, that's why the Tanakh, the Braise, mentions the Mizrach Derech, even though he could have omitted the word Derech. Alright, now, I just want to go with the Gemara, according to Rashi. I mean, I don't want to discuss the Gross Girsay, because the Gross Girsay is the same Girsay as the Ramban mentions not in his own name, in the name of Rabbi Moshe Bar Yisrael. Or I will just proceed with the Gemara just a little bit. Because there is another Shia. Tone Chode, Hamei Miget Bisvino Kimei Bebeat Yisroel, Titan Yidor Kimei Bebechutz Loret. So the Gemara assumed that these two vices have reference to someone who delivers a get that was executed in a Svino in a boat that was traveling in the rivers of Eretz Yisroel. In the rivers of Eretz Yisroel. So, Taido, so there seems to be a stir between two prices. How many we get this Vino Rashi? Shemichta, this Vino is of Daiton, in order to destroy the comma. Kimei, we bear to destroy the Vio derech Yabosha, we in Tzor Klima, we put in Echta, we Tani, do Kimei, we Chutz Loret, Shano, we in Tiras Yabosha, we hold Tiras Loret. So, Maravir, we are Horeb Yuda or Rabbon, Vietnam, of a Chut Loret, Abba Bisvino Lo Horet, Chayim Maisel Mishvitz. Omer Reb Yuda, Eim Misai Bizman, Shas Fino Gisheshes. אבל אם עשינו גששס פוטר. הבאי אומר, הובי הורב יהודי, ולא יקשי, כאן בזמן שאין עשינו גששס, כאן בזמן שעשינו גששס. שרבי יומי יסס, ודפרייס אדצס, המי ויגד בסבינו, כי מי ויבארץ ישראל, his reference to a case of his vino that is gidet, that is not gisheshes. I mean both prices, according to Rabbi Yomir. So both prices have reference to a get that was executed on a boat that was not gisheshes in the karka beneath the waters in the rivers of Artisoy. Both have reference to his vino, to a get that was executed on his vino that was not gisheshes. But the price, but we see that according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yude, according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yude, so even if it's not Gisheshe, so it's Chayv Maizer Oshvitz, so that means it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So the price that says, America Bisvin, or can leave the Eretz Yisrael, according to the view of the Rabbanon. The price that says it has a din Kimei Vechutz Loretz, according to the view of Rabbi Yude. And both prices have reference to Yisvino, that is not Gisheshe. Then Abaye says, both prices accord with Rabbi Yehuda. But the price that says that HaMeviga Bisvino Kimei Vearts Yisrael has reference to a case where we get that was executed on a boat that was Gisheshes. And the price that says Kimei Lechutz Loretz has reference to the case of a get executed on a boat that is not Gisheshes. Now let's see the Rashi. Kimei Vearts Yisrael Kimei Vearts Yisrael ואם צורכים על לפעון הדרך תר, ותעי דוח כמי לחוץ לאורץ, שהנור אין לי תירס יבוש או לכל תירס אורץ. אוף החוץ לאורץ, אבו בסבינו לאורץ, וזור בסבינו וצונכו, והסבינו של חרסי, ונצריכו לינו כי דצ רש השיטה. That when is there a distinction between knockov and chain knockov only in a pot, in a wooden, in a otzit shalates, but if so if the otzitz is an otzitz shalates, so only if it has a nekev, so then it draws a nekev from the karka beneath. But if it has no nekev, it does not draw a nekev from the karka beneath. Mashenki, if the otzitz is of heretz, so even without the nekev, because the heretz has so many pores, so maybe without the nekev, it's considered as if it is nekuvo. So what's finished of heretz, if it's really nekev, if it's nachal the karka, so it's always considered nekuvo. Without a visible nekev. So it has an invisible nekev. However, the Maisa Mishvish and all about the Shoya and Kelty Shoya, Gisheshes, Pigashesh, the Karka, Shina Maimamu King. Now, here, Taisu assesses a very strong Kashi against this Lord. Horeb Yude, Horabonon. Horeb Yude, Horabonon. Avogadika Koisa Maim, Avikelty Shoya. Go be ochem in mivloyes de leil. Now, Tesis Kashi is, now mivloyes, so except for Rebelezer, so everybody agrees that mivloyes is, doesn't require before an echt, before an echt. Only Rebelezer says, now, what does mivloyes mean? Mivloyes means either, I call it one shot, that within the 2000, Amor radius over Eretz Yisrael, or on another chart, it's encompassed on three sides by Eretz Yisrael, or as we said in Rashi, on two sides by Eretz Yisrael. But the norm of Eretz Yisrael is certainly it's certainly within the radius of 2,000 Amor. It's mamish the karka beneath. How far is the water from the karka? So according to all pshotim, it should have a din of Mavloyes. So Taisa says no. It does not have a din of Mavloyes. So it's Gora Horamloyes. Vim Taisa. But the second Kashi is a very strong Kashi. Mayim in get it to Maisa. Or to Amin in get Bali or Be'art Yisrael. Yechoshet ki meil bechutz lo'oretz. Mishim diopo. Habosho mechutz lo'oretz. Pota me'maisa. Here the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if the Svino is not Gisheshes, if the Svino is not Gisheshes, so it's part of those of Maestres, so mainly if we get, would be executed on the boat, that is not Gisheshes, so it will require from the other, from the other, what's the Shaykhs, what's the connection? Of over there, the Gabitum is a nice, so the important question is does it draw your Nike from the Karka and needs or not? So if Gisheshes, it draws you substantially in Nike. If in Gisheshes, it doesn't draw substantially in Nike. Vashink in here, the Nike is not important. Well, is anybody going to say, that will be absurd, that if a get will be executed on a high floor in Eretz Yisrael, so if you put a pot with soil, with sand, there on the high floor, so it doesn't draw your Nike from the Karaka beneath, so the male is potter of Tumis and Maisres, so because of that, it would require for nothing, it would be absurd to say that. The answer is, there is a question of Yenike, but here is not a question of Yenike. So what's the Shaykhes of Rabbi Yudis Din? That any Gisheshes, it's potter of Tumis and Maisres, Memele, it's required before the Nechta. So, why? Over there, it's potter of Tumis and Maisres, according to Rabbi Yudis, because we say the Gisheshes doesn't draw any Yenike. But here, the north of Eretz Yisrael, what mokim is it? It's enclosed within the land that was given to Avraham Avinu, and that is Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu, that was Nilbesh and everything. Let's say in Yam Kineres, if a goat travels in Yam Kineres. So it is within the territory that we are changing. So why should it require for Nechta for Nechta? Veinari, the Loigon. Dali o karka shetachteo barzri virou nischai bimaisel. If a get is executed in a walking that is kavua in Eretz Yisrael, so melee it doesn't require for Nechta for Nechta. But if there is a walking, even though it's Eretz Yisrael, but it's not kavua in Eretz Yisrael, so melee it does require for Nechta for Nechta. Not because of its own merits, because it's in a mitzvah l'kaimi. In a nor, in a yam, it's not shayach to say either mitzvah l'kaimi or any mitzvah l'kaimi. It's not shayach to say gmira or loy gmira. But the question is it, was the get executed in a mokim kavua of Eretz Yisrael, or in a stationary mokim of Eretz Yisrael, or in a mobile mokim of Eretz Yisrael? If the get is executed in a fixed mokim of Eretz Yisrael, so then it comes within that taloche that only I maybe get mechutz loaretz has to say for nechta v'nechta. I maybe get me Eretz Yisrael does not have to say for nechta v'nechta. But if the mokim is a mokim Eretz Yisrael, but only a fleeting mokim, a mobile mokim, not a fixed stationary mokim, so then it requires the v'nechta v'nechta. So the mele, the Gemara is saying as follows. He said, "Hold the Yudei. Come this man, she has come as much as you know Gisheshes. So in other words, if, let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Svino is Gisheshes, so then it is considered like, the Svino is considered like a notzit that is stationary, that stands permanently on the caravels, the pole. If it's Gisheshes. So Mimele, so since it is considered like a stationary mocking, a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for that. But if it's in the Gisheshes, so the Svino is considered like floating in the mocking of Eretz Yisrael. It's not considered a mocking of Eretz Yisrael, the Svino. It's not considered a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael, the Svino. It just floating through Eretz Yisrael. And the Svino is not considered as a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So, attached to the land. So we require for that for Nechtam, because for Nechtam is required in any place other than a fixed stationary mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So if it's Gisheshes, so then it's a fixed mocking. If it's not Gisheshes, it's just fleeting through. It's not an established fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So anyway, yes, it's a fonachmanechta. This is what Abai says. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that only when it's Gisheshes, it draws Yeniki. So that means if it's not Gisheshes, it doesn't even draw Yeniki. If it doesn't draw Yeniki, so it's not the fixed place. But according to Rabbono, that it draws Yeniki, even when it's not Gisheshes, so suppose you'll have, that is possible, everything is possible. Why isn't it possible? Suppose a get will be executed on a merry-go-round. On a merry-go-round in Eretz Yisrael. So would we say just because not a merry-go-round that turns on its axis, so then it doesn't move. But suppose it's the kind of a merry-go-round that, oh, let's say in a car, if you get this executed in the car in Eretz Yisrael, as the car is traveling, is moving. So would it require for the Echtam? Of course not. Because even though the car is moving, it's still considered a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So the main according to the Rabbanon, that even when the boat is not Gisheshes, it still draws the Yenike. So that means that while it's moving over the waters, and not Gisheshes, doesn't drop against the ground, it's considered attached to the ground, because it gets only in it. So what difference does it make whether it drops against the ground beneath or it doesn't drop? It gets the unique from the ground beneath anyway. So it's considered a fixed mocking according to the Rabbanon. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it doesn't get unique if it doesn't drop against the ground. So mainly it's considered as a fleeting mocking, not a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So the mainly it has to say, all right. Just in 5 minutes, I want to start the action.